Well, welcome to the Mattress Call family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we are so grateful for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for this call, the Master's Call. Thank you for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Thank you, Lord, for their yes to you. Thank you for our Artist and Life International family, the Diaz de Leon family, Godmother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, past, present, and future, the Body of Christ in Artists, and the New Young Generation in Artists. Continue to cover them and keep them and bless them. Lord Jesus, as you said in Psalms 103:28, you are always the same. You will live forever. The children of your people will live in security. Their children's children will thrive in your presence. Intelligent Holy Spirit, come upon us, every listener and speaker of this call, to be effective servants and witnesses of Christ Jesus, in body, spirit, and mind. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a Jesus Joy privilege to greet you on this Let All That I Am Praise the Lord Thursday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, first of all, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people. And then let me say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and every morning we come together faithfully to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him each and every day. The Master Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day's message can be listened to again for the current day by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, which was founded by our very own Platinum President Dorothy Cook and now has been turned over to a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us energized, informed, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-PROUD. The Artist Life 24-hour call is available to those who are interested in showing others the business. That number is 641-715-3900, and the access code is 904-434-POUND. Get ready for the Artist Ignite Conference, June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. For registration information, you can go to your back office or you can go to events.artistlife.com. Now let me get out of the way so God's mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than Minister Lance Waterman. Make a decision, move now is Coach Lance's mantra. As a coach and leader and visionary, Lance works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of their team and show them how to use personal coaching techniques with their team so that they double their productivity and profitability. He launched Speak Ministries in June of 2012 to empower individuals to take responsibility for their health and wellness and spiritual man. Speak Ministries conducts a weekly empowerment call designed to provide practical information, resources, and tips to enable every individual to achieve success in their mind, body, and spirit. Coach LA is very passionate and committed about the well-being of mankind. His passion and enthusiasm for transforming lives enables him to effortlessly connect with people on a personal and heartfelt level. He loves working with people who want to make big changes or achieve some big results, such as losing weight, getting into a relationship, or starting a business that are struggling to make it happen fast enough. He helps them create an action plan and stay super focused so that they make the changes to achieve the results. One participant said, Lance gets others to embrace new possibilities, new opportunities, and challenges where others see problems or limitations. He is married to the wonderful Miss Lori, and they are two super fantastic people. So I will present to some and introduce to other, none other than Coach LA, Minister Lance Waterman. Coach LA, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Kai. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you, everyone that's on this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, MITMC family. Praise God and good morning to you all. This morning's topic that I've coined is you got to know where to go before you get there. You got to know where you go before you get there. And the scripture text that I've taken from the Bible is Numbers 13:17 through 27. You see, many of us want to be successful. I think we can all agree on that. But some of us don't have a clue as to how to get there. Even in the MLM or network marketing industry, we are presented with opportunities, and yet we don't have a game plan how to execute that opportunity. So therefore, we get disgruntled, we get disappointed, and then we throw our hands up and we quit because we don't have a game plan. We don't know how to execute the game plan or the action plan or strategic plan. How do we become successful? You gotta know where to go before you can get there. So in Numbers 13:17-27, Moses sent them out to scout out the land of Canaan. He told them, go up this way to the Negev. Then go up into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. Is the land they live in good or is it bad? Are the cities they live in encampments or fortifications? Is the land fertile or unproductive? Are there trees in it or not? Be courageous. Bring back some fruit from the land. It was the season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and scouted out the land from the wilderness. These are specific instructions given from Moses to the spies to scout out the land. See, you have to have instructions, specific instructions, how to execute the plan, the game plan, before you get there. These were specific instructions that were given from a leader to his people. See, we need to learn to faithfully listen to God when he is giving specific instructions about a game plan. See, if we want to become faithful servants of him, we got to learn how to listen to God first. In each of our lives, there comes a time, and mostly sometimes, when the Lord will come to us, he simply just says, go. Go. There are specific places God wants us to go to. There's specific things God wants us to engage in. He tells us to go. There are specific times during the course of the day when God just simply says, go. God can use us and even bless us in ways that are specific to his location. Moses specifically told them to go scout out the land. He gave them earmarks, specific instructions to do this and to do that. Many of us are missing the benchmark. Many of us in our businesses are missing the point. So we get frustrated and we quit. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, do not quit on your success. You have got to know where to go before you get there. So you want to accomplish a new rank in your business. How are you going to succeed in that new rank? How are you going to accomplish that new rank? Sure, we can have a general calling, like knowing we are called to work specifically for God's plan. But God also gives you specific instructions how to execute the plan. We cannot know that the calling is going to be fulfilled until we know where it is that he calls us to. God said to Abraham, and he says, go and take nothing with you. No possessions, no relatives, nothing. Just go. But Abraham's blessing was delayed because he was disobedient. You've got to know where to go before you get there. But that is no reason to freak out, my friends and my brothers and sisters. Don't get dismayed. Don't get disappointed. Just get instructions. This is a simple message. Get understanding. You've got to know where you're going before you get there. So the question for you this morning is, what is the game plan? What is your game plan for this morning? How do you intend to get where you're going? Do you have the roadmap to success? What does it involve? Who does it involve? Answer the 5 W's and 1 H. Where are you going? When are you going? What are you going to? Where are you going? Why are you going in? How are you intend to get there? This is very specific. Yet it's concrete. You have to know where you're going before you get there. You see, some of us are still in that microwave generation mindset where we want things instantly. I remember when I got into Artists International and they gave me an opportunity and they said, this is what it's going to cost. But I knew that whatever rank I wanted to obtain, that it was going to require a game plan to get there. And so I set my goals moderately. I said I wanted to talk to X amount of people. And out of X amount of people, I wanted to get at least 3 yes. I was not going to be disappointed if I got no's because it's part of the game plan. So what are you setting your eyes on this month? What rank do you plan to achieve this month? How many people do you intend to talk your business to, get them to invest into the business with the products. What is the game plan that you intend to execute? What does it look like? Who does it include? Where are you going? Sometimes you have to change your demographic. Sometimes you got to change the people who you're hanging out with. Sometimes it requires a different mindset for success. Surely Moses knew exactly what he wanted to accomplish. So he sent them out. He asked them, he said, make sure that the land is good to live in. Are there any encampments? Any fortifications? Because the end result was, can we live there? Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? You have to have a business mindset that's going to require sustainable game plans, not just something that's going to be executed today and then tomorrow is a different story. God can tell you to go to one of these countless places. Nothing is impossible with God. When he told me to go, he said go. I did not know the end of the game plan. All I knew is God said go, and I trusted God's instructions. It could be something as simple as God just saying go. For most of us, or some of us, or few of us, are afraid to step out of that comfort zone. And what happened when those scouts went and scouted that land out? This is the report that came back to Moses. The men went back to Moses. Aaron and the entire Israelite community in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back a report for them and the whole community, and they showed them the fruit of the land. They reported to Moses, we went into the land where you sent us. Indeed, it is flowing with milk and honey. And here is some of its fruit. Perhaps, you've gotten a taste of what God is able to do when you are obedient, when you are willing to go with a game plan. Perhaps you witness what God is able to do when you follow specific instructions. And he showed you, if you do it this way, people will come and invest in their lives, truly because their health is their wealth. But you show them the results of being obedient, the results of having a product that works. They came back, and they showed Moses the fruits, and he said, yes. Yes, here is the fruit, and it is flowing with milk and honey. What are you doing this morning with the game plan God has given you? Or are you doing anything at all? Perhaps you've gotten frustrated, and you said, well, if game plan A doesn't work, I'm going to execute or try to execute game plan B. And see, game plan A should always be God's plans for your life. But because your eyes are blurred with discontentment and discouragement and you got off track and you're a little confused and you witnessed some detours, some hiccups and some bumps in the road of life, and you could not manage your way around it, and so you've given up because the road didn't seem clear to you. Your game plan didn't work. God is saying, you got to know where you're going before you get there. And so I urge you, brothers and sisters, on this call, if you truly want to be successful, I encourage you to follow God's game plan for your life. Sometimes God tells his children to go out into the mission. Without clear understanding, he wants to see if you're going to be obedient to the call. Sometimes God's simple word is just to go. But perhaps that is a calling for you or you or you. Believe God that he has a plan for your life. There are going to be times when his plan is not as clear as we would hope it to be, but he has a game plan for your life. God tells his children to go. The mission is to go. The mission is to see if there's milk and honey, to see if there's fruit. I did not have a clue 14 years ago that this was going to be God's game plan for my life. I did not know that I was going to be executing God's game plan for marriages, broken marriages, relationships, because mine was broken at one time. I did not know that I was going to be in this position, but I did know that God had a plan for my life. And I knew that I wanted to be a spokesperson for God's ultimate plan of salvation. What are you doing today? You got to know where you're going before you get there. If you don't have a plan, then you plan to fail. Minister Kai, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Lance. I will be calling you back to give us the benediction. Before I go in prayer, I also would like for you all to join me in keeping in prayer Platinum President Veronica Mallett Williams. She is one of our Platinum Presidents. She lost her mother and her cousin just recently. So if you would join us in keeping that family in prayer, we would appreciate it. Now let us go to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the man of God who just brought forth your word. We thank you and we ask you to pour back into him the virtue he has chosen to pour out into us today. We thank you that everything he touches shall prosper. We give you the praise and glory knowing that you will keep him in perfect peace as his mind is stayed on you. We just want to continue to keep Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts lifted before you. Lord, touch Dr. P.K.'s body. Continue to just heal her. We send your healing virtue to her right now in the name of Jesus. You know every need that they have, every thought that they think, oh God. So just continue to be there all in all. Just continue to keep Artist International and the leadership in your care. We place a hedge of protection around this company that was founded on your principles, Father. So we just want to thank you because you are doing the exceeding and the abundant more than we can hope or think according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, we ask that you send your comfort to Platinum President Veronica. Just continue to be with her family, Lord, as they go through this time of bereavement for both her mother and her cousin. Lord, keep them through this process. Show them your love, your kindness, your mercy. Father, give them your peace which passes all understanding. And to every bereaved family that is attached to this call, Lord, we ask that you continue to just move and have your way. Lord, keep us in perfect peace as we continue to walk out your perfect will for our lives. So, Lord, we just want to continue to always be humble, to always walk according to your perfect will, to do that which you have called us to do without murmuring or backbiting, Lord. We just want to walk it out, Lord, because we know that greater is he on the inside of each of us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify your name, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I've got some announcements for you, and then we are going to release you. As you know, if you want to hear today's playback, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 539-598#. Also, immediately following this call is Artist's Transformational Thursday, 30 Days to Ignite, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598#. We also have the Artist Life 24-hour call, which can be reached at 641-715-3900, access code 904-434#. The Artist Ignite Conference is June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. Make sure you go to your back office for registration information, or you can go to events.artistlife.com. We are so glad that you have joined us here today. We thank God for you each and every day on the Master's Call. And now I will turn the call back over to Minister Lance for our benediction.
Amen, amen, amen. Family, when you are making decisions or assuming new responsibilities, there are two important steps to remember. Ask yourself what you need to know about the opportunity God is presenting to you, and then take steps to obtain that knowledge. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you an expected end. Ultimately, you've got to know where to go before you get there. God bless you and have a super fantastic day.